Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God
but
loves
I bathed
me.
In the mire, submerged myself
the
in the
me.
Decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello. Beautiful and blessed Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. We are continuing with our Greatness in You series today. And as I said yesterday or last night on our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show, was a wonderful show, had a beautiful guest, Nisha Jackson. Of course, you can come back and hear the replay of that as well. But for today, we're going to be talking about the mouthy messenger. Let me say that again. We're going to be talking about the mouthy messenger. You know, when the message turns from he who is the great almighty, to me, then we have a problem. so many people in different aspects of life have gotten so hung up in the hype of the moment that they have begun to feed off of that adrenaline. They feel as though the people are there to worship them. The people are there listening so that they can brainwash them into doing what they want them to do. And there are others, because this is so many examples of mouthy messengers out here. You have people who you may call to be that listening ear. You could say two words today. Well, let's say three words. Today was awful. And the next thing you know, the person who you called is telling you everything that's wrong in their life that happened 88 years ago. In the last family generation, as long as you're listening to them, and at some point they may say, oh, I'm sorry, why'd you call? The mouthy messengers are all over the place. This week's inspiration, I have several. In Proverbs 29:20, it states, do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There's more hope for a fool than for him. Let's take it a step further in Proverbs 18:2. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Let me say that one again. It's Proverbs 18:2. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. And in Psalms 141:3, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. This is what most people who are in any type of world where they speak to masses of people, or sometimes even if you're speaking in smaller groups or one-on-one. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. That's Psalm 141:3. We come across mouthy messengers all the time. Some people speak just to hear themselves speak. Some people do the fast talk. They'll tell you, well, you know what? This is what's going on right about now. This is what you have to do. You have to do this right away. And then once you do this, you want to do this. And then, you know what? I want you to come here. I want you to come to my seminar. It's a free seminar. You don't have to pay anything. But before I get done talking, I want to offer you all of these different programs. And you can get on the payment plan, because when you get on the payment plan, you know, you'll be able to still get into the program. But it's only going to cost you $1,200. But you know what? You can get on the payment plan, and then you can drag it out for the next 24 months. And then all you have to do is pay $10 a month, and then you can still be in the program. And blah, blah, blah. How does that sound to you? That's great, right? Then we only have a few minutes. Before you know it, you are so confused, you don't know what's going on. And if you try to say, what? And you see, oh, great, oh, Sally Sue has jumped on board, and Tommy John has jumped on board, and oh, get on board, because we only have a few spots left. Come on now. You know you want to get on this. It doesn't get any easier than this. You can get on right now. All you have to do is put $1 down, just $1. You got $1? We'll take $1 from you. We'll put $1 down, and then you can finance the rest of it. If you don't have that $1,200, this is really a great program. You've gotten yourself deeper in debt. You had come to that event because they said it was free, absolutely free, no strings attached. Then you've given out your credit card number, and you're stuck. Because the next day when you wake up, you want your money back, and they won't do it. These are the types of mouthy messengers who know who to target. I don't knock sales. I was in sales and was very good in sales many, many years ago. But there are some people who are just the ratchets in the bunch. They just want your money, and they know who to target. They know that in the end, they're going to have people who are not going to fight them to get what's rightfully theirs back. I'm sorry, let's go back to today's inspiration. What did we say? Do you see a man who's hasty in his words? there's more hope for a fool than for him. Proverbs 29:20. And some people may be saying, well, that means that, you know, a fool has more hope. The bottom line is this. They're fast talking their way straight to hell. They just don't know it. They may enjoy the fruits of their labor here on earth, but there will come a time when they'll have to answer for all of their fast talking buffoonery and all of their fast talking lies, where they've hurt a lot of people and do not care. They just don't care. And then you have some people, the infamous mouthy messengers. I'm about to step on some toes, so some of you people need to walk away now. You have those people that are in the pulpit. I've used this example before. I cannot get it out of my head. And it made worldwide news. A minister used the words, these hoes ain't loyal. And the church jumped up, hallelujah. They were clapping their hands and dancing around. Yes, 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 hallelujah. This is the same who was caught cheating. Big scandal. So I ask again, which hoe were you talking about? The one you got caught in bed with, or the one you see in the mirror? But again, these mouthy messengers have mouthed off so much, but somehow their messages have really turned from God. Because there's no place in the pulpit for these hoes ain't loyal. God did not tell this messenger to say that. He didn't. Especially when it takes one to know one. You know, men can be hoes too. And the people are jumping around, praise and clapping their hands. So many people get upset. Some people have gotten into downright drag-out fights over their ministers. My minister's better than your minister. I love my minister. That's what causes the problems. When the minister starts to make the messages about him, somehow they'll twist him or her. Let me say him or her. Because this all goes both ways. All men aren't bad. All men aren't dogs. All men are not the scourges of the earth. It's an equal bunch to go around, men and women. All of us have fallen short of the grace of God at some point in time in our life. Okay. Well, the mouthy messenger is the one that tells you, gimme, 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 gimme. The mouthy messenger is the one that's riding around with bodyguards, living in the fancy house, fancy cars, while you're 1 minute from eviction, a half an hour from foreclosure. The mouthy messengers make sure that the message that you hear keeps you coming back to hear more, because they know what you want to hear. Another form of a salesperson. We have problems from the church to our streets. We have problems nowadays. This doesn't apply to every single pulpit. It does not. But there's a lot of mouthy messengers out there. Some just decided to do it because they saw it was an easy way to make a lot of money. Some actually did it for all the right reasons. We will praise them at another show, because this week our show is called The Mouthy Messenger. This week is called The Mouthy Messenger. And let's talk about the person who you need them, but they're too busy telling you the same story you've heard every day of your life in some occasions. What they have to say is more important than them being quiet and just allowing you to vent, allowing you to speak, allowing you to get your problems off of your chest so that you can start your healing process. No, 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 no. The mouthy messenger has to tell you what you've heard a million times before, because it's all about them. The one thing about this show, I've always said, I will never tell you what you want to hear. I'll tell you what you need to hear. And I will bring to the forefront the things that some people say under their breath, in the shadows, under a low voice, with whispers. These are the things that need to be said. They need to be said. There are people who have been mentored by people who are a lot further along in the careers that they want to be in. But the minute that they get an appetizer, and that's a great appetizer, they feel as though they're ready to go out there and become their own mouthpiece. Can't talk a lick, can't speak a lick, but they're ready because they had a good appetizer. Next thing you know, they're kicking their mentors to the curb. They don't need them anymore because they have their own voice. They can talk for themselves. And they try to go out there, and eventually they will fail. Because when you go out there as a chef, you will not get very far if all you have to offer is an appetizer. Let me say that again. If you're a chef, you will not get very far if all you have to offer is one good, not great, but good appetizer. Think about it. When I first started out, it was a learning process. It was a stumbling process. I had to learn much. I had to grow. I had to change. It's an art and a blessing to be able to do these shows without writing scripts. Most mouthy messengers have scripts. Even the mouthy messenger who doesn't want to sit down, be quiet, and listen, they want you to hear their story. They've told the same story for so long. Their script has become a part of who they are. Now, the older they get, the script may change a bit, a word here, a word there. But they've told the same stories for so long. It's become the script of their life. And again, usually the recipient sits in silence and allows the mouthy messenger to do what they do best. So, are you a mouthy messenger? If so, just remember this. A lot of times, your message gets lost in the translation. It gets lost in the presentation. You may grasp some of the people, but you will lose a lot of the people. In the last year or so, I've come across a lot of people who think that they're the best salespeople in the world. They have mouthy messengered their way into associations with a lot of high-end people who obviously don't get that these are just polished mouthy messengers. They're not rich. Some are in deep debt. They need to be the mouthy messengers to try to get as many people lured in to their programs as possible. Yes, it's that point of silence where I let you think about what's just shared with you. And in doing so, your mind starts to click, and it's like, oh my gosh, I know people like this. If I go to church, and when I leave, I have no idea what the message was other than, gimme, 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 ah, me, me, me. There's a problem. If I go to a seminar that's supposed to be free, and it goes on for hours and hours, and at the end, I'm presented with, oh, wow, this was a good little taste of information, and then you tell me Oh, great. You want the rest? Gimme, gimme, gimme. But you said it was free. That's the fast-talking, mouthy messenger. You get hooked up with those, especially if you're going somewhere to know how to get your finances in order, start your business, become successful, and they say free, 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 no strings attached. Then how on earth can they tell you to pay them $1,200, $1,300, $1,500 at the end? On a payment plan, though. And no two people get the same price. And there are some who make pretend like they are potential clients and customers, but they're part of the ruse too. They're not paying anything to entice you to go for the fast talk of that mouthy messenger. Wake up, people. Your eyes are wide shut when they should be wide open. If someone has all of that talk, they're trying to divert you from something else. If it's the mouthy messenger who should be listening, they don't want to hear what you have to say. They just want you to be in their world, to listen to what they have to say. It's all about them. If it's the mouthy messenger in the pulpit, be very careful of the message that you're receiving. Some messages did not come from God. They came from the mouthy messenger. They came from the mouthy messenger. Next week, they may have a great message from the pulpit. But this week, it was about them because they always have to put in their personal plugs. For this type of mouthy messenger, for that type of mouthy messenger, not all ministers and preachers are that type of mouthy messenger. But yes, there are some, and they're all over the place. If you're not getting your spiritual fulfillment, maybe it's time to invest in a different pasture. Just remember that, because if you stay where you are and you're not fulfilled, two things are going to happen. You're going to become silent and unhappy there, or you're going to give up everything you know and go with the flow and join the crowd. So as always, before we go, I hope that if you are a mouthy messenger, change your ways. Just remember this week's inspiration, Proverbs 29:20, Proverbs 18:2, and Psalm 141:3. Keep those handy, mouthy messenger. These inspirations are for you. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. As always, before I go, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And of course, both the Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Show and this, our Sunday Morning Inspiration, is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. The Wall Foundation Incorporated is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. So if you'd like to support us in any way or get involved, there's several ways you can do that. You can visit our main website at thewallfoundationinc.org. Matter of fact, right now, we are participating in the Macy's Shop for a Cause program. If you go on our main site and click on the donation page, you can actually order your Shop for a Cause pass. It's coming up on August the 23rd, by the way. You can purchase your pass there, and I will personally send you your pass electronically. It is for you. It will be created just for you. Or if you'd like, I can mail you one in the mail by U.S. Postal. So again, if you're on Facebook, there's several ways you can join us on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. That is our group there. If you're on Google Plus, we are the Relationship Recovery Group there. And of course, if you're on Meetup, we are WOW, the Women of Wisdom and Worth, there, www. If you'd like to call, our number is 202-618-2556. And several ways to reach us via email. contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. You can also write to us at healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. I created that particular email address so that your mail would not get lost in the corporate correspondences. But if you'd like to write to me personally at the corporate email, it's mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. So once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. Thank you so much for being up so early in the morning. Before we go, sit back, relax. Let's do some breathing exercises, eyes closed. Get comfortable. Let's inhale. This is a new week. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. What happened last week is in the past. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. And as you exhale, begin to envision a wonderful week ahead of you. If you can envision it, it will manifest. No matter what comes your way, you will be able to handle it and keep that positive attitude flowing. Just lie here for a few moments while our ending music plays. We're going to end with our official marathon for our Marathon of Hope, our official anthem, I'm sorry, for our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. The Way That God Loves Me is the name. Was created by Sister Lorraine Collins and her crew of wonderful, wonderful collaborators. When I had asked her to do it, she jumped on it right away, and it's a beautiful piece sung in the a cappella so that you can add your own music any way you like. So with that said, I'm C. Maria Wall. Remember, reminding you to continue to pay it and pray it forward. Until next time, be well, be blessed. I'll be back next Saturday evening for our regular Saturday evening program, the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio. And, of course, on Sunday morning for our Sunday morning inspiration. Until then, be well, be blessed. I'll let the music play for the next 3.5. Just lie back and allow the positive energy to flow within you.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
but I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I'm gonna rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else. Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
That was The Way That God Loves Me, the official anthem for our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. We do have part two coming up this fall, so be on the lookout for more information for that. Well, this concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for spending your early morning hours here with me, as some of you are preparing to go to your houses of worship today, while others are just here. Some of you are actually ending your day, about to go to bed, while others are in their midday. And, of course, here on the Eastern Coast in the United States, our day is just beginning. Wherever you are, all over the world, make the best of it. So many of us have been through storms. You know my story. You know that I'm still walking my journey as well. But just know that you are not alone. I'm here with you, and so are so many others. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. The Mediator, the Shiro at your ground zero. Praying each and every one of you enough. Lord willing, I will see you here again next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful, God awesome Sunday and work week. I will see you soon.